Please smile. Big smile. Let all of us and let the Lord see the joy that's in your heart. Let us see it on your face. You look so great standing there smiling. I'm tempted to just let you stand there for 15 minutes and take it all in, but please be seated. Now, just a few moments, dear young women and men, the Holy Spirit is going to rush onto your soul and change you by making you stronger. You'll be different when you go to sleep tonight from who you were when you woke up this morning. You'll be different. You'll be stronger. And what does that mean? It means so many things. The Holy Spirit is going to give you this morning every gift that you'll ever need to face the tough times in life. I hope that you haven't had too many of those tough times yet because you're young, but they will surely come. There'll be times of loss, times of sickness, times of disappointment, times of failure, maybe times of unemployment. All sorts of things go wrong. And when they do, that's never the end of us because we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When things start to go wrong, that's simply the Lord allowing us to realize that this ain't heaven. That's what it is. And so the Holy Spirit gives you every gift that you'll ever need today, not only to survive the tough times in life, but to conquer them. Don't ever forget that you were confirmed. Sometimes Catholics face the tough times in life, and they forget that they were confirmed. They forget that they have all the gifts they'll ever need to survive and to conquer. They forget it. And they get into self-pity, and they get into, oh, this is the end of me. Instead of being encouraged, being filled with courage by the Holy Spirit, just one of the gifts that you received today. But in the larger picture of our world, what difference does your confirmation make, provided that you don't forget about it? What difference does it make? Well, what is the world today like? It is a world of hatred. People look at the United States today and they say, look at how those Americans hate each other. What has happened? Instead of our starting point in life being our faith, our starting point in life as Americans is politics. And all the hatred that comes from politics overcomes the love that comes from our faith. The answer to that is the Holy Spirit. We just heard it sung beautifully. Beautiful music here as always. Bend the stubborn heart and will. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. The Holy Spirit in our own personal lives, but also throughout the whole world, wants to bend the stubborn heart and will, to melt the frozen ice of hatred and turn it into love, to warm the chill that comes from fear of terrorism. People are looking for solutions everywhere, and good for them. But the real solution is Jesus Christ. The real solution is the Holy Spirit, bending the stubborn heart and will, melting the frozen, warming the chill, guiding the steps that go astray. And so you take these beautiful gifts of confirmation with you this morning, and you go out into the world, and you let those gifts explode on the world, shower the world. The terrorists have their own horrible bombs. We don't have any bomb, but we have goodness that explodes on the world. From your heart, changed this morning by the Holy Spirit. Please go out and live that. And please, dear young women and men, begin living it by going to Mass every Sunday if you're not sick. Because the Holy Spirit comes down at Mass and he reminds you of many things. He reminds you of your confirmation, so that you don't forget who you are and the special mission from Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit that you have in the world. Don't forget your confirmation. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget your mission from Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. Praised be Jesus Christ.